Welcome to Aspire and Achieve with Annie, where every Monday morning I explore the magic of confidence, self-care, and motivation. Life's challenges, I see them as opportunities to grow and thrive. So get ready for a quick burst of inspiration to kickstart your week. Let's dive in and aspire to achieve together. Hello, and welcome back to Aspire and Achieve with Annie. I'm Annie, and today we're addressing the topic of self-doubt and how to overcome it. Well, what is self-doubt? Self-doubt is the persistent lack of confidence in your abilities, decisions, or worth. It often manifests itself as an inner voice that casts uncertainty on your capabilities, creating a barrier to your personal growth and success. Why do we doubt ourselves? Self-doubt can stem from various sources, including past failures, societal expectations, or comparisons with others. Unrealistic standards and fear of judgment can contribute to a negative self-perception, fostering doubt in our ability to achieve goals. So what are some ways to overcome self-doubt? I have 12 tips to share with you to help you to do exactly that. Here we go. Number one, identify and challenge negative thoughts. Recognize negative thoughts and question their validity. When you get the thought in your head that says, I can't, for example, think to yourself, is this really something I can't do? Or am I just doubting myself? Sometimes we don't pursue our dreams because we tend to see doubt. Instead, say, I can do it if I try and make the attempt. Challenge irrational beliefs and replace them with positive affirmations. In my last episode, I talked about the power of positive affirmations. When you have doubt in your abilities, try a positive affirmation, such as, I can achieve all things I choose to do, or I believe in my abilities. You may be surprised how much a simple affirmation could help. Number two, celebrate small achievements. Acknowledge and celebrate even minor accomplishments. Be proud and brag a bit about what you accomplished. This can lead to positive feedback from others, which reinforces your ability to do all things and stop doubting yourself. Cultivate a habit of recognizing your capabilities regularly. Number three, set realistic goals. Break down larger goals into manageable, achievable steps. Success in smaller tasks builds confidence for more significant challenges. Number four, seek constructive feedback. Request feedback from trusted mentors and friends. Use constructive criticism as a tool for improvement rather than reinforcement of doubt. When someone gives you constructive feedback, really listen to what they have to say. There just may be a gold nugget in their thoughts and opinions. Number five, visualize success. Envision yourself succeeding in various situations. Positive visualization can boost confidence and diminish self-doubt. Number six, focus on strengths. Identify and embrace your strengths and talents. Leverage these strengths in areas where you may doubt yourself. Number seven, learn from setbacks. View failures as opportunities for learning and growth. Understand that setbacks are not reflections of your worth, but stepping stones to improvement. Number eight, surround yourself with positivity. Build a supportive network that encourages and uplifts you. Distance yourself from negativity and comparison triggers. Number nine, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Understand that everyone experiences self-doubt. It's a shared human experience. You are human. That means that you may doubt your abilities. We all do it, and it's okay. But don't dwell on it. Try that thing anyways. Number 10, embrace imperfection. Accept that perfection is unattainable. Embrace imperfections as part of the journey and an opportunity for growth. No one is perfect, nor will they ever be. And that includes you. You'll make mistakes and learn from them. There may be things you aren't great at. That's okay. But it doesn't mean you can't get better in the future. Embrace being imperfect. Number 11, take action despite fear. Challenge your self-doubt by taking small, purposeful actions. Prove to yourself that you can overcome challenges and uncertainties. The number one reason for you to try something? Because you're scared. First of all, you'll never not be scared if you don't try. Secondly, life begins outside your comfort zone. If you don't try new things, your life will become a completely routine, same old thing. It won't be enjoyable, and you won't learn new things. You won't grow. Try that new thing. Take a leap of faith in yourself. Your end result may surprise you. And last one, professional support. Consider seeking guidance from a therapist or a counselor. Professional support can provide tools to address underlying issues contributing to self-doubt. You can consider the services of a life coach. A life coach doesn't dwell on the past to resolve a problem. That's a job for a therapist. A life coach looks at where you are now, talks with you about where you're going and what you want in life moving forward, and helps hold you accountable to take the right steps to achieve your purpose. Overcoming self-doubt is an ongoing process that requires self-awareness, intentional actions, and a commitment to fostering a positive self-image. By implementing these 12 strategies, you can gradually build confidence and unlock your full potential. And there you have it, beautiful souls. Another episode of Aspire and Achieve with Annie, wrapped in the embrace of inspiration and empowerment. I hope the words shared today have ignited a spark within you, propelling you forward on your journey of self-discovery and achievement. Remember, life is a dance, and even in the rain, there's a rhythm waiting to be discovered. Join me every Monday as we continue this exploration into confidence, self-care, motivation, and the myriad paths to happiness and independence. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate each and every one of you who has embarked on this journey with me. If you find these episodes helpful and wish to support me going forward, you can click the support button. Oh, and please subscribe, leave me a review, and share it with your friends. Until next week, keep dreaming, keep believing, and always remember, your potential is infinite.